This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
This SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Visit any Van Wall location today to test drive the full lineup of John Deere compact utility tractors with the power and versatility to conquer anything this season. I'm John Walters. Today's SciCast is a visit with a longtime part of Christy Johnson Lynch's volleyball staff, Director of Operations Jesse Klein. Jesse is actually moving on to an opportunity in the counseling field, but she brings a unique perspective, having played on Christy's first teams at Iowa State and then transitioning to a staff role where she's been ever since. What makes one of the most successful programs in the Big 12 click? We hope you'll enjoy this visit with Jesse Klein. Well, Jesse, your time's winding down at Iowa State. Tell us about your new venture.
Yeah, so I'm in grad school right now. I'm going to the University of Iowa. Don't hate me. And I'm getting a master's in social work to be a clinical therapist.
That's an awesome opportunity. And you have been part of this Iowa State volleyball family for about 18 years now, and all with Christy Johnson Lynch. So take us back, first of all, as you're a player at Marquette and you make the decision to come in and play for Christy, what was it that you saw in her and in Iowa State that made you feel like, yep, that's the right place for me to continue my career?
Yeah, so I was at Marquette for a fall semester, and then it was not a good fit. Wasn't really ready to be in college yet, which it's hard for athletes because you don't really have that choice. You know, regular students, you might want to take a semester, a year off. Athletes have to go right into it. So I actually took a year off of volleyball and decided that I wanted to get back into it, wanted to go to school full time. And that was right when Christy got the job at Iowa State. So she had recruited me when she was at Wisconsin as an assistant, and I knew her there, really liked her the time that I spent with her, could tell that, you know, she was a really kind and patient person. So when I saw that she had come to Iowa State, I reached out, and within a few months, I moved out to Ames.
You played for her in 05. That was your first year. And then in 06, and it went from, okay, we had a winning season that was good to the NCAA bid and actually winning an NCAA match. What was that feeling like as you were within the program and you just saw it getting better in those first couple of years day by day?
Yeah, it was really interesting to come into the program as the only player that wasn't there in the 04, 03, 02 seasons. And I think I was just having a great time. I was playing volleyball at a really high level and having a lot of fun. And my teammates were blown away that we could have this kind of success because they had had so much failure in the past and they were great athletes. It just hadn't gotten together. So to then have a coaching staff that could come in and utilize all of that talent was just, it was a neat experience. So I remember, you know, 2005, we beat Texas when they were ranked 18th. A lot of celebration that night on Welch. I can remember some horn gestures that are illegal, I think. And beating UNI that year, and, you know, and playing with a lot of kids from Iowa that had never thought that they would ever beat UNI. UNI was such an incredible program. So to do that, I just remember the exhilaration in the program. 2006, going to Iowa, beating Iowa in Carver Hawkeye. So many fans, so many students there. I remember progressively getting quieter every set as we went on. So it was kind of just, what else can we do? That was the feeling. Like, okay, so we have this opportunity and special things just kept happening. And that's been the story of these past 18 years.
You mentioned your teammates that you came in and were on board with. Who are some of those teammates that kind of stand out in your mind that you saw kind of make that big jump under Christy that had already been in the program that really took a big step forward after she got here?
Nicole Lorenzen comes to mind, Nicole Atchison now. She's an Iowa kid who was an outside, just, I think, didn't know the level that we could get to. Katie Cherm from California. I don't know that she really wanted to stay much longer, having, you know, being this far away from home and not having much success. And I think Christy came at the right time to give her an opportunity to have an incredible career. And Katie Jessen, another really, and what I remember about Katie is, I think she'd been working so hard the whole time she was here and wanting to have a really special career, like any athlete does. But so she was one of the first, I think, leaders to emerge in a way of, okay, guys, we have these opportunities. It's not business as usual. Like, things are changing here. Everything is at a different level. We're winning. We have opportunities. We're going to change our mindset, locker room, weight room, everything to kind of meet the expectations that were being laid out for us.
Today's SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are proud to support Iowa's farmers in the field and Iowa State Athletics on the field.
As you think back to making that NCAA tournament and then winning a match in the NCAA tournament, how cool was that? Because it had been a while for the program, and to reach those milestones, did it feel like, man, all this hard work is really paying off?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I remember really feeling like, I think we played really free that first match. I mean, we just all wanted to have we were having the time of our lives. You know, we were in Wisconsin just having fun with our families and fans. And so I think we just all let it go and played our hearts out. And it, you know, got us to the second round.
You wrapped up your playing career. Tell me how it was then that you transitioned into the staff side of it.
Yeah. So because I had taken that time off from Marquette, it took me an extra year to finish up school after my eligibility had ran out. So I stayed at Iowa State in the 07-08 school year. And did a little bit of playing with the team as an alum, practice player, worked in the volleyball office to keep my scholarship. And so I was around the coaches quite a bit. And then Christy was going to start a family. And so Joe was stepping down. Joe had been a paid assistant at that time. He was going to stay at home, take care of the kids. And that's when they decided to introduce the director of operations position, which, thanks to the support of Jamie Pollard, he's always really tried to give Christy what she needs to have a successful time here. So they created that position and Christy asked me to apply for it.
And it's hard to imagine today a staff without a director of operations. And that's for me to say. Now, our fans might not have a great idea of exactly what the director of operations position entails, and maybe it's changed over the years, but tell me a little bit about what all is involved in that position.
Yeah, it has definitely changed. And I can remember, you know, some of the things that I did my first few years, and I think, man, I had a lot of time on my hands because I just every year a little bit more gets added. It's a neat position because you're considered a coaching staff member. You travel with the team, have all the relationships with the team, but you're not actually a coach. So I can't do on-court coaching. I can do statistical analysis and stuff like that to help the team. But it's kind of all the behind the scenes. So a lot of team travel, administrative stuff, our budget, equipment. I'm our summer camp director, which is a big chunk of time, growing the program through the community. Kind of anything that I can take off the coach's plate to enable them to focus on the X's and O's is what I try to do. As well as we're doing a locker room renovation this summer in Hilton. That's an exciting project. So when things like that pop up, you get to be a part of it and kind of organize that, which is why I've enjoyed this career so much. Every day I do, you know, 100 different things. There's a lot of different things on my plate depending on the season. And I also have a really close relationship with the team through their 4 years, hopefully, in our program, but not in a coaching capacity. So it's kind of more of a guidance and support role for them, which I really enjoy.
For quality, comfortable, and authentic styles on Cyclone.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Game days and every day, insist on authentic brand sportswear. the premium alternative gear of choice in the Midwest and across the nation. Choose Authentic Brand for your game day styles.
And I would assume that you, all the coaches, all the support staff are very involved in those players' lives. And to see the academic success that has happened under Christie's program through all these years, it really is remarkable. I mean, people would be blown away at how good these teams have been academically. I'm sure you take a lot of pride in that.
Yeah, I think it's a culture that the staff and the girls have really cultivated for themselves. I was not a GPA student like they are, so I'm really impressed with what they're able to balance. They also have a ton of support here at Iowa State, so if there's something that they need to be successful, we find a way to give it to them.
Now, you have a unique perspective on Christie's program, having been here the whole time, and you often hear the expression, it's harder to sustain success than it is to achieve it in the first place. And tell me how, in your perception, Christie has been able to sustain success for such a long period of time at Iowa State.
Number one, she doesn't take anything for granted. So, you make it to the Elite Eight, we're starting from scratch the next year. Number two, there's a lot of personal growth that happens. So she's constantly looking at studies on ways that student athletes learn on the court. I think some programs kind of have a training technique, and that's what we do, and you need to fit into that. And I don't think it's like that here. I think we get kids that are all different levels of athletes and, volleyball IQ, and we find ways to help them grow. So it's a lot of work, I think, on the back end of figuring out the best solution for any kind of problem that comes on the court.
We mentioned the relationships with the players, and I would imagine that's really a fun part of the job. Who are some of the players that you really have admired through the years for their commitment to just being a great teammate, a great part of the program?
Yeah, so I mentioned Katie Jessen-Fenkel. She's the first one that comes to mind. It's not easy, I think, for a 19, 20, 21-year-old girl to have a tough conversation with her teammates, and Katie was willing to do that to make sure that the program was in the best place that it could be. And then I think Rachel Hockaday-Peterson is got to be like the quintessential student athlete that you want to have in your program. Faced a lot of adversity and came back stronger every time, and not necessarily playing stronger. She kind of, her role changed over the years, but she was able to lead her team from the bench, from a modified role on the team, and had a ton of success. And then you've got, I remember Cassie Pratt, another role player that we had, who I think maybe didn't get as much playing time as she would have liked, but when we needed her, she was ready. She was always ready. And there were a few clutch times when our incredible setter, Kaylee Manns, couldn't play, and Cassie had to step in, and we won games with her setting, which it's pretty rare. I remember her senior year, she came in, I think, in the postseason as a serving sub, which was not her position either, and got some aces for us. So that was huge. Morgan Kurt was another player who was always willing to do whatever we needed. So she bounced around position to position, filling holes and succeeding wherever we put her. And then Alexis Conaway is another, incredible Iowa kid who is completely selfless and played a lot of different positions for us. And again, had incredible success because she was selfless and was so focused on the betterment of the team.
On Football Saturdays, our John Deere Run of the Game is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Nothing runs like a deer, especially when supported by the team at Van Wall Equipment, the Cyclones' John Deere dealer of choice.
I would imagine that one of the really cool parts of your job is that because you're in that office every day, you are staying connected with the former players as they come back for reunions or just reach out because they could need something or some advice. How rewarding is it for you when you see the success that these young ladies have had in their lives beyond volleyball, or maybe within volleyball if they've gone and played internationally or whatever, but just to see you saw them when they came into their program and they were freshmen and they were, wide-eyed, and then you see them as adults. How cool is that part of the job?
That is my favorite part of the job. That time of your life is so much growth and change, and you're leaving your family and your parents and you're coming to a different place. And I love seeing them thrive and grow throughout those years. And then, like you said, I love watching them become mothers and professional volleyball players and incredible business women. And so I think that's something that's really special about what Christie does here also, is that she's very invested in these young women as people and giving them skills that they can take that do help their game on the court, but also we're going to help them in the rest of their lives.
You were around for one change in the Big 12 Conference with teams leaving and other teams coming in, and now it's going to change again, and the new additions, including Caitlin Nolan, who's an assistant down at Houston, and certainly a great program at BYU. How do you think Iowa State volleyball and Big 12 volleyball in general is just going to look different in years to come?
Yeah, I am a creature of habit. If we just want to play Colorado and Nebraska and Missouri, I would be fine with that. But it was fun, having West Virginia join and TCU and these teams that are really competitive. I think losing Texas, losing Oklahoma, replacing them with teams like BYU and Houston, like, we're going to be just as competitive as ever. And that's something that the Big 12 has worked so hard in volleyball to stay at a high RPI conference. And we'll be able to do that with these additions. So it's a really with as much changes going on and uncertainty, I know that we'll continue to be really, really competitive. I mean, you almost wish, like, could we have a few more easy fluff teams come into the tournament, into the conference? But I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, the past few years we've been a smaller conference, and now we're going to be pretty full again. So we've had the opportunity to take a little bit more rest during season, have a bye weekend, or schedule an out-of-conference match. We won't be able to do that possibly for a while. So that'll take some adjusting on the coaching staff side to balance that again. So there's a lot that goes into it when a conference changes like this, but I'm excited to be in the stands and watch some of those matches this fall. And I think they'll be really competitive. They'll be really fun.
Yeah, that'll be different. And I'm sure that'll be cool for you. So what advice would you have for young people that are maybe players within a system and then thinking about, hey, maybe I want to get on the staff side of things or be a coach or get involved at a higher level? What advice would you have for that?
Yeah, I think it's what you said. I think just get involved. You know, even like over at Iowa, they have an ops person for volleyball that started out in event management for the university. Anytime you can get experience in athletics, you're building your resume, and it's such a different culture that if you can succeed in any role in athletics, I think that coaches will look and say, yeah, okay, they can handle this lifestyle and the grind and be willing to give you a shot. But I think just getting your foot in the door and getting as many contacts as you can. That's, people love coming to work for Christy because it's incredible. She's just knows everybody, you know, as an All-American setter at Nebraska, the volleyball world loves her. So if you can come to Iowa State and Ames and make some connections with Christy, you'll get a job anywhere.
Good endorsement. And we wish you luck with your new venture, and we're going to miss you, but thanks for a great 18 years at Iowa State.
Thanks so much, John.
Today's Sidecast was brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Stop by one of their locations and learn how to farm better, work smarter, and play harder when you run with Van Wall and John Deere. Thanks for listening.